prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We're starting off with the our Science for Humans episode. We talk about the man behind the name EFX Sports. We have a question from a listener that Dr. Jeff is going to answer. Then we're going to change it up. Alcohol also damages the liver by allowing bacteria to infiltrate it. You know, I've been talking about alcohol being a problem for a very, very long time. Even on yesterday's discussion with that wonderful cardiologist, the supposition that a little alcohol is good for you, I challenged him on. We're going to get to the bottom of some breaking information about how it affects your liver. Then at the top of the second hour, I'll be joined by Brooks Kubik for Physical Culture Radio. We're going to talk about the strongest grip in history. Who had it? We're going to tell you in just a moment. But first, without further ado,
this is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Hey, Dr. J, how you doing?
I'm good, Carl. How about you?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Listen, I got an exciting announcement to the listeners out there.
Yes.
We're giving away 10 pair of tickets to 3 events at the Arnold. You can go to the expo, the after party, party with the pros, and the showcase on Sunday and actually meet Arnold Schwarzenegger himself.
Wow.
You got to send me an email at onair@superhumanradio.com. And the secret word is grip, G-R-I-P, grip, and we will select either five people to receive a ticket for them and their companion. So how's that sound, Dr. James?
That's going to be awesome, and you're going to be out there too, right?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be out there, but no one will see me. No one ever sees me because I'm a stick in the mud. I go to the events. I go to my room. I don't go out and party, so.
Well, maybe they'll see you walking around the show, you know.
Yeah, most of the time when I'm there, no one knows what I look like, but then someone will come up to you and say, because they'll hear me talking. They'll go, hey, are you Carl Lenore?
Yeah, yes, that's right.
That's me. Got to hear my voice. So, Dr. J, let's see here. I want to give credit where credit is due, so just bear with me 1 second. But we have a listener, and his name is Jesse from New Mexico. He says, you know, I've seen a lot of postings about EFX Sports on Facebook. Can you tell me who EFX Sports is, who started the company, what types of products they have, and so on? So what do you want to start with this? This started how many years ago?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people wonder because we talk about it all the time. But it's interesting because EFX Sports started as All American Nutritional Supplements in 1985.
Wow.
And it started, well, I started it as more or less a hobby. You know, back then, there was no real good supplements, and the protein that we had was so terrible tasting. You remember the old milk and egg?
Yeah.
I mean, you disgusting. Had to choke it down.
Yeah.
So I got this idea that if I could find a small little manufacturer who could press these into tablets, then me personally, I could just swallow these tablets instead of trying to choke down that protein. And that's kind of how the company started. You know, I came up with All American Nutritional Supplements. The gal that used to make my posing trunks, back then it was all custom made. You go in, you got measured, and, you know, they would make them. I was telling her about going to do this product, and I said, I got to come up with a name. And she's like, well, it should be All American. You know, you're an All American athlete. And I was like, oh, that's a good name.
That is cool.
So that's kind of how it started. You know, it was just invested $3,500. I did a run. I don't remember how many bottles, but I just took them into Gold's Gym and I just started selling to my friends, and my clients. You know, at that time I was also doing personal training and I just reinvested that. And one thing kind of led to the next and, you know, here we are. But that's kind of how it started.
What was the protein content of one tablet, or how many tablets do you have to take? What was the serving size?
You know, the tablet was about a gram of protein.
Okay.
So, you know, back then, we would take about, you know, 50 to 100 of those.
Right.
You know, take 10, 15 in between each meal. Yeah. And, you know, it was a big old bottle. I don't remember if it was 500 or 1,000 pills in a bottle, but, you know, it was pretty cost effective. But again, it was something new, you know, because it was difficult, you know, training, trying to get calories, and most of the proteins, if they weren't the nasty milk and egg, as we call it, they were these drinks that were sugar and gelatin.
Mm. Oh, yeah, which is a really poor quality of protein.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, they tasted great. But, you know, guys were buying those by the case just trying to get their protein in. So when I came out with this, it was kind of exciting new thing. And, you know, it seemed to work really well. It worked good for me.
I actually think that product should be revived, because there's times where it may be the middle of the day and I wish I could just get 30 grams of protein and real fast, not have to mix it in a shaker bottle and shake it up, wash the shaker bottle out, just throw it in my mouth. Cause I'm guilty of eating protein out of the bag with a spoon. I bet a lot of people are. That product would appeal to them.
Well, absolutely. I think it probably would be something good. You know, so maybe with the liver tabs, I might have to bring that one back, Carl.
Yeah, I think that really should be brought back. I really do. You know, you had another product back in the day that I thought was, that harkened back to the days of Muscle Beach, and I don't know if you still have it, but didn't you also have a beef liver, a beef protein isolate?
I don't know. You know, I did, it was more a little bit moving forward, you know, when I got out here. Again, you know, always trying to find a way to get things in. So, you know, I did have the liver tablets, and I thought, you know, if I could find some beef protein, and I did. I turned it into a liquid, and
yes.
I actually had a liquid version for years and years and years.
I remember it. It was really great. And you, at that point in time, that must be 10 years ago, maybe?
You know what? I actually introduced that one. Oh boy, it's probably 15 years ago.
Okay.
I mean, it was quite a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean that was a great product, and you know that kind of was harkened back to the days of physical culture where they understood that, like, you know, when guys like Jack LaLanne and Armin Tanney were going down to the stockyards and buying beef blood and drinking it.
Right.
And so, I thought that was an amazing product, and it's gone now, huh?
You know, I'm going to bring that one back too, but things kind of evolve. I was actually thinking about that last night, you know, that.
That was a great product. And didn't you use a little glycerin in it?
Oh yeah, glycerin was the
base. And see, what people don't realize is that glycerin fills your muscles up with fluid. You know, that's a technique used by MMA fighters when they have to make weight.
Yeah.
And then they make weight, they get completely depleted. That night they start drinking a couple tablespoons of glycerin in water. And by the next morning, they're 11 pounds up.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it is a great thing for lifters. I mean, I've been using glycerin, you know, especially back when I was competing and training. Oh, yeah, that was a little secret, you know. So I thought, man, this is a great base in these type of products because, again, it helps, like you said, to fill the muscle up. And it helps get things in the system really quick.
Yeah, that's another. I'm afraid if I name two more products, you're going to have a lot of work to do these next couple of months.
I am. I'm going to have a whole new line, man.
So give me the journey. So obviously that product really went well. The protein tablets. What was your next product? Was that when you started to fool around with creatine?
No, not yet. You know, it was really protein itself because, you know, as this product started to go well, I cycled it a couple times. I reinvested everything back. You know, some of the local stores started calling and saying, hey, we need a catalog. And I'm like, a catalog? I only got one product. So I came out with a pure egg white. I found a farm that was actually drying egg whites.
Mm-hmm.
And they let me buy, you know, 50-pound boxes, and I would just package that into – back then we put the protein in bags. It was in a bag, and then it was like an insert inside another bag. So I started selling the protein, and that's really where the first two products then I really started to get into, you know, some formulations and stuff. And I was still back in California. I started to get into I was the one that introduced kind of the sublingual liquids under the tongue, you know, the dibenkazide, the Smilax, the Yohimbe.
Wow.
Those were all coming out of our place. And then, you know, I think it was about 1992, that I decided, you know, we needed to expand and get into manufacturing. I couldn't do it in California. And that's when I moved to Montana. But I think about 1987 or so, 88, I thought, you know, I'm going to do this as a full-time job. So I actually moved all this out of my little apartment. People probably wondered what was going on. People were coming all times of the day and night buying their, you know, their aminos and their protein.
Right.
I rented a little garage from somebody and would go over there and pack boxes. So I moved down to Venice Beach. It was an old hotel, and they turned it into an apartment building, and they rented me the basement. So I had about 800 square foot, had to go down an old 1920s Otis elevator.
Wow.
So UPS had to come down the elevator to pick stuff up. And
slow,
if I had,
and that's a slow-moving elevator, I bet, too.
Oh, my goodness. And if I had too big of orders, I had to pack them up in the lobby so, you know, the tenants would get mad. But the owner never said anything, you know. He was getting his rent. So
how cool. So from that 800-square-foot meager beginnings in the basement of a Venice Beach apartment building, you then go to Montana, and you've told me this story. It's really a funny story. People should hear it. So when you went out, when you were looking at your production space there, and the real estate agent gave you the numbers, you thought he meant monthly, right?
Yeah. You know, I was just out here on visiting some family, my wife's family, and one of the guys at the gym said, "You should move here." And I'm like, what? This is like Mayberry RFD, Andy Griffith. I'd never live here. You know, everything's closed on Saturday and Sundays. And he goes, well, come check out this building. So I didn't have anything to do. And we went down, and it was about, I don't know, 8,000 square foot.
Mm-hmm.
And the realtor let us in. And I'm, well, how much is it? Oh, it's, what was it, like $9,000. And I'm like, oh, that's more expensive than L.A.
Because you're thinking she means $9,000 a month, right?
Yeah, and she looks at me, because, you know, in L.A., everything's by the month. And she looks, she goes, oh, really? Wow, that's a year. I'm like, a year? Like, if they got an airport and UPS here, I'm moving.
And that's really what happened. When you realize that you could get such a large facility and reduce your overhead, it was a no-brainer at that point in time.
It was. I went back and I connected with the city. They've got a great business development team here in Billings, and they connected me with banks and shipping. And I found, man, we got an international airport. So that that Christmas, normally in the old days, we would shut down for 3 weeks. We tell everybody it was physical inventory, although inventory took me about a half hour.
Right.
It was just a way of taking a break and sounding big.
Right.
So we shut down for that normal Christmas break, and we loaded up a 48-foot semi, which was the business, the home. And when the lights turned on January, the 800 numbers now rang in Montana instead of L.A., and nobody really knew the difference. And
wow.
I was now had enough room that I could start to do some of the manufacturing that I had an idea, because I was just held down by the manufacturers I were using. They didn't know how to innovate. I basically had to buy what they had available, and I didn't want to give them a whole lot of my secrets. So when I moved out there, I started to manufacture my own liquids. And then right after that, I got into powder blending. And I think I told you my first mixer was a 55-gallon drum. I put the powder in there inside a bag and roll it up and down the warehouse floors.
Wow. I mean, that's we talk about, you know, the American dream, right? This is really the all-American dream here. This is really so interesting to me, because we've really never had all these discussions in one time. I've heard bits and pieces of this story. But I don't want to fast forward too fast, because we're going to take a break in a minute. But just fast forwarding to today, I don't think people have I know they don't. I didn't know it until I started coming to Billings to do things at the facility. But I don't think people realize what a large contributor to the workforce, to the local economy, to the schools, to the teams and so on that AAP is in that community. I mean, I remember we were driving one day and people were waving at you in the car. And I'm like, he was at the football game the other day. He was telling me that he likes Carbolin. It was like everybody knows Dr. Jeff.
You know, they do. And I remember we would get mail that would just say All-American Billings, Montana, or All-American Montana, and it'll come because, you know, everyone now knows about us here in the state, you know, not only just because of the business, but, you know, what we do for the economy.
Give back, right.
all the things we're involved with, you know, the sports teams, the schools. So again, you know, people have come to know us pretty well, and it's pretty fun. It's a great, great place to live and a great place to manufacture, you know, low humidity, great, people, great staff, you know, take a lot of pride in their work here in Montana.
And we're going to talk about the perfect location for shipping throughout the country in a minute, because that's really another aspect. But I want to mention that last night I was checking my Instagram, and so I follow the She-Wolves, your team's cheerleaders. Yes. Now, right?
Yes.
What's the Billing She-Wolves, right? Is that what they call?
They're actually the EFX Sports Billing She-Wolves.
Thank you. And so I posted on their Instagram, I love this picture. EFX Sports is plastered all over the stadium and the field. everything that they did, there was a banner somewhere or an LCD lit up or something on the field that said EFX Sports. It was fantastic. Oh.
I'll tell you what, it is, you come in there and it's the EFX Sports Field. I mean, you almost get tired of hearing them announce our name. There's so much. I mean, it's everywhere, but that's part of, you know, again, they're excited that we're helping their team and we're behind it. And in exchange, you know, they really want to promote us because the guys are using the supplements. Even the cheerleaders are all using the supplements.
Right.
So, you know,
right. I want to take a break. I want to come back. I want to talk more about what EFX is today. Also, the fact that you apparently have a t-shirt cannon that I want to play with when I come to Montana next time. So
yes.
Let's do this. Let's take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Jeff. This is kind of a different science for humans. Stay tuned. How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web. The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back.
back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. I thought I would use Jesse from New Mexico's question to do something that I've not done before, and that is interview Dr. Jeff about the beginnings of All-American EFX, and obviously AAP, All-American Pharmaceutical. One of the things that makes you unique is, as far as producing these types of products and supplements, because they're very heavy, and shipping bears a great burden on these products that people don't usually think about, both in their manufacturing, getting raw materials in, and then shipping the finished product out to wherever, warehouses and so on. And you told me the story once. Billings, Montana started because it was basically a huge railway depot where they would kind of switch loads and stuff would come in and go right back out again. So you're really ideally situated for this kind of stuff, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, Montana has, you know, great trucking lines, great rail service, you know, great air service. And we are All-American Pharmaceutical, the number one shipper in the state. We bring it all in, we produce it, and we ship it all out. Where in Montana, they bring in items, and then they manufacture and consume it here, or they manufacture and they ship it all out. So we're dealing on both sides. So, you know, our discounts that we get are better than any place in the country.
Right.
Carl, I can ship to New York cheaper than someone in New Jersey can ship to New York.
Right.
I can ship to Dallas. It can leave here. It'll be there tomorrow night. I mean, it's just unbelievable shipping lines. You know, empty trucks coming in and out. We have a local broker that goes out and finds these truck drivers so we can fill their trucks up coming in and out. You know, they just want to get gas paid for because normally they'd have to come in or out empty, you know.
Right.
And, of course, the rail service is nearby. When we ship international, they actually bring the containers right here. We load them and seal them. So it's not like most companies where they've got to ship pallets down to, you know.
The consolidator.
Or Seattle.
Yeah.
And, you know, then someone else has to load them. It costs right. more. No, the containers are just dropped off here. They're brought in by rail or truck. We load them. They pick them up, and they're gone. So great shipping rates. And, you know, that makes it important because shipping is very expensive when people buy stuff. So, you know, shipping is not an issue. Montana is the only state, I believe, that doesn't have, like, a Zone 7 when you're looking at, like, FedEx shipping.
Wow.
We only have 6. So, again, you know, we're kind of centrally located for shipping.
The other part of Jesse's question is, why do you give away so many free samples? And I got to be honest with you. When we first started working together, you gave away samples of stuff. And I thought, okay. But then, you know, everybody does that for a short burst. You know, it's like throwing your line out and if you're fishing. You know, you just throw it out there and you wait and see what happens. And so some people, you know, we're going to give away 100 of these. And then they don't do anything ever again like that. But you consistently increased what you were giving away since we've been working together to the point where you're like, just email me and ask me for some stuff and I'll just send you what I got.
We had to revamp our whole shipping situation because, you know, typically in the past, EFX Sports would give most of the samples to the stores. So it was more regulated. And when I started this whole sample giveaway, I really taxed the system, so we had to come up with better automation. But I like to be involved with everybody's sample because it's all custom. But I think the reason that that I like to do that is, first of all, you know, there's been so many people, including myself, where you go, you see an ad, and you go buy something, and it sits on the shelf. I mean, how many times have we done that as consumers? It looks
right.
Great. Well, I figure you don't go buy a car unless you test drive it. If you bought a car without driving it, you're crazy.
Right.
Well, why would you buy a supplement without being able to try it? So that was kind of how I started is, hey, come test drive these things. But I think I just get excited when people get excited about getting stuff for free.
Right.
And I think, a lot of people think I'm a little crazy because now, like, I had all this leftover professional football product. I mean, I had probably 7,000 bottles of aminos and liquid crealcline.
Yeah.
I'm just giving it away. But, you know, I can't use it, and it's too much for our staff, and I don't want to just throw it out. So I'd rather give it to people who, you know, who enjoy it. But, again, I think that's just how we are. I mean, you know, if you could afford to give everybody everything for free, I would do that. But, you know, we got to make a living too,
right,
you know,
right.
And people here have to make a living. But again, it really comes down to people should be able to try something and make sure that it works. I had a guy that came back and said, hey, you know, I only got a couple bottles, sample bottles of the Crealcline Hardcore. It really wasn't enough for me to evaluate. Would you be so kind to send me some more? I'm like, absolutely. Let me give you a whole handful. I mean, I want you to really make sure it works before right. you go spend your money.
Right. Right. Cause you know what? And that shows the trust in the product too. No one is going to give you something to try if they know their product sucks.
No.
They want that one purchase from you and then you can go away mad if you want to.
No, and I'm a firm believer that, you know, the product has always spoke for itself. That's how Crealcline started. Before anyone even bought it, I was out at every trade show giving out little 5-cap samples. I can't tell you how many hundreds of thousands of those I gave away for 3 years before I actually started selling. It just took time. But again, you know, here I was with a new creatine. I'm telling people creatine has flaws and this is better. And, you know, hey, don't take my word. Here, try it. How many you want? 2, 3, 5. I mean, you know, they could take whatever they wanted. And if they didn't think that it worked yet, they could try some more. I mean, that's what it's about.
So I'd like to try some of those liquid crealcline.
That is my favorite, man. I'm
talking
about.
When I first saw it, I thought, wow, Dr. Jeff had wine private labeled under the EFX name. I was like, oh man, this must be for a holiday. And then I'm reading closer. It was like, it's liquid crealcline. Really?
We just never really marketed it real well. You know, people are always a little skeptical to just liquids and things. But it's all about delivery. So, you know, when I'm dealing with my professional athletes, they want the best delivery. So I thought, okay, you know, the capsules are great and there's a place for it. The powder is great, but I want them to be able to conveniently take this, you know, at halftime, before practice, before the game, third quarter, fourth quarter. And what a better way than a liquid crealcline in a glycerol delivery base.
Mm. Woohoo! There it is, man. There it is right there.
I'm talking in about 3 or 4 minutes, your veins are popping out. So again, you know, I mean, I want people to try it, and I am going to relaunch this because I personally use it. I mean, you know, this is what I use before I train. So I'll get you some out. It's pretty fun stuff.
I can't wait to try it. I'll talk about it on the air. So did we miss anything here when we talked about the genesis and the journey?
I think we gathered it all. I think, you know, again, you know, if you're interested in what I do, I really like Facebook now. You know, I'm kind of new there, but I find it's the best way to communicate with people, and people can communicate with me. You know, I love messaging. I love getting, comments where, you know, people are asking questions, and, you know, it's really easy to get back. So Dr. Jeff Galini, go like my Facebook page. That's where I'm always putting all the free giveaways. So unfortunately, it's kind of for those people, for the most part, because that's the easiest way for me to communicate with a lot of people.
How many people know the head of a 35-year-old company of this size? And see, people don't realize how big AAP really is. I mean, you guys are just got a contract with the country of China to produce baby formula, right? I mean, so we're not talking about supplement manufacturers to the scale of what we're accustomed to in this industry. We're talking about a legitimate pharmaceutical company here. How many people can reach the guy who runs the ship? I mean, how many of those guys want to even be reached? You know what I'm saying?
They don't. And I just, you know, it's kind of like doing these shows. It's just fun because I, you know, when I go to some place and you want to talk to somebody and you can't ever get a hold, it's like, well, you know, that's what this is about. I mean, people should be able to ask questions. And it doesn't just need to be, I want a free sample. I mean, people ask about training, diet. their kids. I mean, you know, I'm not an expert in a lot of things, but what I do, I am an expert in. So
right.
again, I just enjoy sharing information, and thank goodness for, you know, the speak to talk.
I know, right? Tell me
but
about
here's,
it.
But here's where I do most of it is when I go to the gym and I do my cardio. So thanks to everybody, my cardio went from 20 minutes to about an hour.
That's awesome. That's
I
an awesome.
Brian, I go, man, I'm getting so lean. I'm like Carl here.
That's awesome. That is. I know. I do the same thing when I'm doing cardio in the morning. I'm answering messages.
I'm just messaging and, you know, posting stuff. So it's been fun for me too. I've really enjoyed it.
Well, I'm thankful for All American Pharmaceutical and you, not just because of what you've done for the industry, but what you've done to make Thrive Advance the reality. And we're going to do a show specifically about that very shortly.
Yeah, we're going to. And just in case you don't know what Thrive is, it is the ultimate protein is all I can say.
Yeah, and that's the truth. All right, listen, Jeff, thanks so much for being on the air today, brother.
Thanks, Carl. Take care, man.
Talk to you later.
Bye, everybody.
All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about alcohol. Is it good for your liver? Is it bad for your liver? How does it affect your liver? It's going to get interesting. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin. Too much on your mind to fall asleep? Oh no. It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated, practitioner approved.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Take it back, take it back.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Alcohol, something I love to talk about alcohol because we've convinced ourselves that it's good for us, and I keep saying that it's not. My next guest has a unique perspective on some emerging research, Dr. Bernard Schnabel. How are you doing, Dr. Schnabel?
Good. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you. Yeah, no, thank you for being here. Just to give you some back information, I used to drink alcohol when I was young, but I've come to the conclusion that while I may enjoy the effects that it provides in the way of lubricating life, let's say, I'm convinced that alcohol is not good for us in any quantity whatsoever. And I say this with I take the occasional drink, but I don't lie to myself and say, oh, it's good for me. But the one thing that everyone agrees on is that alcohol appears to damage the liver. And you recently published a study titled "Alcohol Also Damages the Liver by Allowing Bacteria to Infiltrate." So, why this study? What led you to this? What did you see in the science that said, "Oh, we need to see if this is the pathway"?
Yeah, so I am I'm a practicing gastroenterologist and also a liver doctor, and we knew, and also for my patients, we knew for a very long time that there is an association between the intestines or the guts and the liver. So we knew that patients who were drinking heavily alcohol and had liver disease, they also showed changes in their intestine and in particular their bacteria. So we knew for decades essentially that the number of bacteria that these patients had in their intestines, in the small intestines and the large intestines, they were higher, so they were elevated. So that's what we call bacterial overgrowth. And we also knew that there was a change in the composition of this bacteria. So these patients who drank a lot of alcohol, they had just these changes which we could not really understand why this all happens. And I'm also a scientist at the same time at UCSD here in San Diego, and we could actually very nicely mimic this in animal models of ethanol-induced or alcohol-induced liver disease. Now, one thing which we also have discovered quite a long time ago, so like almost like 10 to 15 years ago, is when we give these animals, if we give them antibiotics, and antibiotics not in a sense that you treat them systemically with antibiotics, so that the antibiotics are actually going into the bloodstream of these animals, but if you restrict the antibiotics that they only work on the intestine, essentially that you get rid of the bacteria in these intestines, these mice, and at the same time you obviously we gave them alcohol, they essentially did not develop any disease, so no liver disease. Mm-hmm. So there was for us always a very strong link. If we suppress these bacteria, there must be something going on. There must be some good benefit for the liver. But we never knew exactly why this was happening. And then we also discovered, like 5 years ago, we published another study where we showed in humans, but also in our animal models, that the antibacterial defense system in our gut is impaired after chronic ethanol drinking, after chronic ethanol or alcohol consumption. So essentially the body has an army to contain the proliferation of this bacteria. So essentially this army is somehow impaired. The function of this army is somehow impaired, and they're losing the battle the war against this bacteria after this chronic alcohol drinking, and now this bacteria can start proliferating, they can take over, and that is that's where we started off with, and that's why we wanted to know what is essentially the consequence of this, of our body losing this battle against this bacteria after this chronic alcohol drinking.
How was this study designed? I've got lots of good questions. How was this study designed?
Yeah, so the study was designed essentially. We had, I'm a physician scientist, so we always look into patients and healthy controls, but we also have mouse models. And we essentially genetically engineered mice that have more of this defense system, but we also engineered mice that were completely lacking this defense system. And all of these mice, we then gave alcohol. We gave them alcohol for 8 weeks and looked at their liver disease. At the same time, I looked in my clinic, in my patients. We did upper endoscopies and we took biopsies and we looked exactly at the bacteria in the intestines of patients who chronically were consuming alcohol and compared them to biopsies and to the bacteria from patients that underwent an upper endoscopy and were essentially healthy non-alcoholics. So that was more or less our design of the study.
The safety mechanism of controlling these bacteria is called REG3, is that correct?
This is correct, yes. So this is a protein that is constantly secreted and produced in our intestines. It's going then from the intestinal cells, it's produced and then it's being secreted and released into the lumen of our intestine. And that's essentially these lectins, that's how they are called, they can essentially kill bacteria. And if you lose this REG proteins, you essentially can increase the bacterial load, while if you overexpress them, so if you induce this expression, so if you just increase the quantity of these proteins, you can suppress the bacteria in the intestine.
Okay, now, obviously, I've got so many questions bouncing around my head right now. The microbiome is a very, very diverse population of microbes. So, as we know, there are good microbes and there are bad microbes. Clearly, the alcohol seems to, in some cases, maybe strengthen the bad microbes. You think this is a hormetic effect? Because we even see this in antibiotic treatment that the different phyla, the Bacteroidetes and the Firmicutes, one is associated with leanness and better energy utilization. The other one is associated with obesity and poor energy utilization. And ironically, the one that's associated with leanness seems to be easier to kill by antibiotic therapies and so on. So is it possible that the alcohol is having a hormetic effect on this bad population because it's wiping out some of the good bacteria, and then this bad population now has some place to grow into?
This is a very good question, and that's exactly what we found. So we found when we actually do a microbiome analysis by, sequencing with these very new techniques, we essentially found that not only in animal models, but also in alcoholics, that the good bacteria are suppressed. For example, the lactobacillus. So this very probiotic, what we call it, we can get it over the counter, that these lactobacilli, they are essentially suppressed in the intestines of these patients, but also in our animal models, yes. So there is somehow a shift from the good status to the bad status. So these bad bacteria, they essentially take over, suppressing the good bacteria. So this is a very good point that you're making.
And obviously, REG is very selective in its antimicrobial properties because it doesn't hurt the good bacteria, but it seems to be able to control the bad bacteria.
Correct. But the most significant finding we actually were able to detect was that REG3 lectins, they are essentially not controlling so much the bacteria inside the lumen of the intestine, but they are selectively now targeting the bacteria that are sitting on the epithelial cells, so on the cells of the lining of the intestine itself. So this was our, this was one of the very surprising results we got from our study. So not so much in what's inside the lumen of the bacteria, of the intestine, but more or less, you know, the lining of the intestine, how many bacteria are sitting on this lining that was controlled by this REC, lectins.
I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about the result of this is that these microbes, they make their way into the liver and they start to accumulate in the liver, right?
Yes.
Okay,
correct.
So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Bernard Schnabel. We're talking about one of the effects of alcohol consumption. Obviously, excessive alcohol consumption is going to make it worse, and that is some microbial changes in the gut that now we're going to talk about how they affect the liver. So once this breakdown of the system occurs in the gut, these microbes now start to infiltrate the liver, correct?
Yes, that's correct. So that's what we found. So like in mice that we genetically engineered that lack this antibacterial defense system, so this REC3 lectins, they all of a sudden, when we fed them alcohol, they developed more liver disease than mice that had this REC3 lectins in their intestine. And to our surprise, as I have mentioned before, this was not mediated by changes in the luminal microbiome, so not inside the microbiome, because we did not find any changes in the composition or in the numbers of the bacteria that were inside the intestine. However, what we found is that the absence of these REC3 lectins, there was a dramatic increase in the number of the adherent bacteria that were, you know, sticking to the lining of the intestine. And this led eventually then to a migration of this bacteria now from this lining through the intestinal cell wall, first of all to the mesenteric lymph nodes, and then we could also detect them in the liver. So essentially, for the first time, we were actually able to show that this adherent fraction of the microbiome mediates alcoholic liver disease.
This is fascinating. I mean, you know, every generation has its new frontier. And this particular generation of medicine's new frontier seems to be the microbiome. I mean, it's what we're learning about the microbiome is just so vast. It's like trying to comprehend a cosmos inside your body and the effect of that cosmos on every organ, every system, and every tissue. I mean, I predict that now that you found this infiltration in the liver, we're going to find out that it infiltrates other organs and is linked to other diseases that are related to alcoholism. I mean, you know,
this is certainly possible. Correct. Yes.
So is there anything we can do to upregulate REG3?
Yeah, so as a proof of principle, as I have mentioned in the beginning, you know, we just engineered, again, a genetically we modified a mouse that upregulated this, overexpressed this mouse, and this mouse was essentially did not get any alcoholic liver disease. We were able to decrease the number of the bacteria that were adhering to this lining, and there were no more bacteria migrating now from the intestine to the liver. And the same, by the way, we also found in humans with alcohol abuse, they had more bacteria sticking to this, to their intestinal wall. Now, the implication is obviously how can we boost this? And this is now one of our main focuses of my laboratory here at the University of California in San Diego. You know, how can we boost this intestinal defense system that might help treat alcoholic liver disease? And, you know, we are designing right now trials to look at, for example, probiotics or prebiotics. Prebiotics are these sugar molecules that are essentially nutrients for bacteria. How can we boost the, good bacteria in the intestine that they essentially help the immune system and prevent this migration of the bacteria from the intestine to the liver?
I mean, do we see a change in the gut microbes when someone stops drinking alcohol? Is there a period of time where it starts to change back? Or once these there's an overpopulation of these less desirable microbes, that's it, you're stuck with it?
No, that's a very good question. This was actually, we knew this now for this, there was a study published like 1 year ago. Essentially, they looked at chronic alcoholics, they looked at the microbiome that they had, and I mentioned it before. For example, the probiotic, very good bacteria are significantly suppressed. Now, this was a detoxification unit, so these patients stopped drinking for 3 weeks, and then the researchers looked at the same microbiome composition 3 weeks later. And astonishingly, like 3 weeks after abstinence, you get more or less a complete reversal of the microbiome, you know, back to the normal healthy state. So I think there is good news out for everybody who has a problem with alcohol and who stops, who is, you know, considering stopping drinking. You know, these microbiome changes go more or less back to normal within a very short period of time, and they are recovering completely.
That's very promising, very, very promising. What do you want clinicians and lay people to take away from your research, Dr. Schnabel?
So I think we have to just realize that, you know, alcohol is not only, it's not only metabolized in the liver cells and essentially just harming the liver by a direct effect of the ethanol molecule in the liver cells. I think we have to realize that the impact of alcoholic liver disease or of alcoholism is broader. It changes the gut microbiome, that you get this traveling and migration of the bacteria to the liver. And as you have mentioned, you know, we are just starting to detect other implications from our study. Maybe it's also affecting other organs. Like, we know that the pancreas is often damaged in these patients. So maybe there is a link also between the intestine, the bacteria, this migration of the bacteria to other organs that are implicated that they're getting harmed during alcoholism in alcohol-dependent patients.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. I mean, you know, we one of the things I think we've learned in the decades that have passed is that when we discover something, we think it's isolated to just one organ or one system, and we find out we were wrong. You know, we just have to look at some of the drugs on the market now that have been on the market for a decade or more, and now we're starting to find out, oh, they weren't as selective as we thought. They were doing this damage to that organ or that damage to this organ. So I think as your research delves deeper and deeper into this, you're going to find out that it's not just the liver that's being affected. You know, I'm a very simple man. I have very, very simple thoughts. And to me, I think about alcohol this way. I don't believe that a little bit is good for you, because if a little bit's good for you, then give some to your infant, because it'll be good for them too. I don't believe that alcohol is harmless, because it's a neurotoxin. And if a little bit of a neurotoxin is good, then why not mercury or something else? And we drink alcohol because we've had a love affair with changing the status of what we perceive in our environment since recorded history. And alcohol has been our favorite friend for that purpose. But we have to stop with this nonsense. Alcohol is what they use in laboratories to create an aseptic environment. If you want to disrupt and destroy microbes, put alcohol on it. So you're putting alcohol in your gut, the core, the center, the central processor of your microbial defenses, immune system. You're putting alcohol in there, something that we use in a laboratory to create an aseptic environment. Nothing good can come from that.
That is completely correct. So I completely agree, you know, that that we're just starting to understand this interaction between the alcohol and the gut microbiome, between other organs. So I think I completely agree. So, as you know, let's try to drink as little alcohol as possible.
Yes.
And try to fight this addiction problem. That's,
yes.
I completely agree. Yes.
Dr. Schnabel, thank you so much for being on the show today. I hope you enjoyed it.
No, thank you so much for having me. And thank you for the interview.
Take care. We're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Brooks Kubik for Physical Culture Radio. We've got a good discussion today. Could this man have been had the possibly the strongest grip ever in history? You're going to love this. Stay tuned.
Like
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the advertise with us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Madebyhemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Yo, mic check. Yeah, here you go. He over here. Yeah, I heard he got that.
Welcome back. Okay, you know what time it is. Hold on a second here.
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
You all know what time it is. It's time to talk to Brooks. How you doing, Brooks?
Hey, Carl. I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, good. So this is going to be an interesting discussion, but before we get started, I got to make an announcement. We have a special. Anybody listening to this show, whether it's a live show or the podcast, if you email me at onair@superhumanradio.com, email me the secret word GRIP, G-R-I-P. You are entered to win 1 of 5 pair of tickets. Get a load of this. This is for the Arnold coming up in just a week from Thursday. You'll receive a ticket to the expo, a ticket to the after party with the pros, and a ticket to the Sunday Showcase, the only opportunity that people have to actually meet and talk to Arnold. That's five pair of tickets. You'll get one for you and one for a guest to the expo, the after party with the party with the pros, and the Sunday Showcase to meet Arnold Schwarzenegger. You got to email the word grip to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered. We'll select five names and give them away sometime beginning of next week. So there you go. Jump on board. How do you like that, Brooks?
That is one of the most high-powered giveaways I have ever heard of.
I mean, a chance to meet Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, it's that, but it's like, it's all three. It's like three different prizes rolled into one, except it's not just for whoever wins, it's for whoever wins plus whoever they want to take.
Yeah.
And it's not just for one person or two or three, it's for five.
Yeah, if you're trying to convince your girlfriend that like you're high up on the food chain within the bodybuilding community, be like, hey, I got some tickets if you want to go meet Arnold. You know Arnold? Well, know of him. Yeah, hit me up. onair@superhumanradio.com. The secret word is grip. And in the reason the secret word is grip is because what we're going to talk about today. Did this man actually have the strongest grip in history? Okay, so tell the story, Brooks. It's Brooks' story time now.
Okay. So I want us to go back in time, as we often do on Physical Culture Radio, all the way back to October 8th, 1920.
My parents weren't born yet. They had 4 years to go before they were born.
And for anyone who is trying to figure things out, that means Carl was not born in 1920. Okay. Neither was I. But 1920 was an incredible year for strength. And the reason was, on that day, October 8, 1920, in Leipzig, Germany, a German strongman named Hermann Gerner set a world record that has stood to this day. And Carl, there are only two world records that are that long-lived that I'm aware of.
Which are they?
Strength training.
Besides this one.
One was Arthur Saxon's bent press. B-E-N-T-P-R-E-S-S, where he handled 370, 371, 384, 386 pounds. People argue about the exact number, and this goes back like 110 years or so. No one else has ever matched that. A handful of men have done 300 pounds, but no one has matched Arthur Saxon.
That's
the
amazing.
Other lift that no one has ever matched is the one we're talking about today, and that is Hermann Gerner's one-hand deadlift.
Now, listen, I see people doing single-handed deadlifts at the gym with dumbbells. Of course, the dumbbell's easy to handle, and I see people doing 140s and 120s and stuff like that. But when you hear this story, you got to think about all of it. The weight that this was on an Olympic bar, and that it was one-legged. So go ahead.
What we're talking about is a one-hand deadlift with a barbell. And we're talking about the barbell in front of the lifter, positioned just like a regular barbell. The lifter drops down, grabs the bar with one hand in the center of the bar with an overhand grip, and from that position performs a deadlift with one hand.
I mean, just finding the center of the bar would be hard for me.
Well, the balance on the bar, remember, this is a 7-foot-long Olympic barbell.
Right.
Okay, try it sometime with a barbell loaded with a 45-pound plate on each end.
Right.
Olympic barbell weighs 45 pounds. Plate on each end is 45. That makes a total of 135. Just try it. It's amazingly difficult.
Where does your non-working leg go? Behind you? Where does it go?
What do you mean you're
non-working? Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I had a blonde moment. I'm sorry.
Yeah, non-working hand. Non-working
hand. Non-working hand goes behind your back, goes at your in front of your chest. Where does it go?
Yeah. Non-lifting hand braces on the leg on the same side. So if you're performing the deadlift with the right hand, the non-lifting hand is the left hand, and you brace it as you go down with the back bending, you know, you're bending at the hips, you're bending at the knees to get into position. The non-lifting hand goes on the left leg.
Okay.
If you're lifting with the right hand.
Yeah, and that's to protect your spine more than anything else because of the sheer torque that's going to occur here.
Yeah, it helps to stabilize. And the other thing that it does, you actually push hard with that hand and arm. And it's sort of like a parallel dip movement.
Right.
You know, so you're pushing down on the leg as you're pulling up on the bar with the other hand. And that sort of push-pull helps break the bar off of the floor. But it's a very difficult lift. And most people will find that 135 pounds is as much as they want to try.
Right.
Some strong men have gone up to 400 pounds or 450 or 500 pounds.
That's heavy.
A very, very small number have gone 500, 550. One or two have gone all the way up to 600 pounds with one hand, which is just remarkable. But Gerner, weighing a mere 220 pounds, so we're not talking about a gigantic super heavyweight. We're talking 220 pounds.
Average size man.
Six foot and half an inch, 220 pounds, 727.5 pounds in the one-hand deadlift.
Now, obviously, if he set a record, this was done while other people observed, right? This was done in Leipzig, Germany. Is that right?
Yes, it was done under official conditions. You know, it's a valid world record lift, and it's been a world record since 1920, which is just absolutely amazing. I mean, you know, think back to 1920. I mean, that was a long time ago. And for a record in sports to stand up since 1920, you know, we're talking almost 100 years ago. That's just absolutely amazing. Just incredible. But that's what Gerner did.
So 727.5 pounds, one hand, body off center. Cause don't forget, if you're doing a one hand deadlift, even if you are bracing, your left side by pushing down against your knee and forward of your thigh there. All you're doing at that point in time is just keeping your body from collapsing on one side because really one side is doing all the work. I mean, you're not really assisting the lift by using that left hand. 727 pounds, the unbalanced, unequal sheer force of that is mind-boggling to me.
Well, it truly is. And there are different ways that you can perform a one-hand deadlift. There's the way that I just described, which is, I think, the hardest way. There's also the straddle style, where you straddle the bar, one foot on each side, reach down to the center of the bar, and then perform the one-hand deadlift that way.
That's not as hard. That's still hard. Don't get me wrong.
That's very hard. Tremendous grip exercise, but it's not as hard because you're straddling the bar. There's less twist, less torque.
Right.
When you do it with the bar in front, the problem is the bar pulls you to the side, and you have to have not only incredible grip strength but incredible back strength and incredible strength in the muscles on the sides, the obliques. I mean, if you want a good oblique exercise, one-hand deadlifting is very hard to beat. Of course, by the way, if you're training the exercise, you work both sides. You work both hands.
Uh-huh.
You have to be silly to do it with only one hand and then end up developing one hand, one forearm, and one side of the body. I mean, you would look very freakish and very bizarre. So you want to do, you know, right hand, left hand, and so on.
you'd look like a fiddler crab, a human version of a fiddler crab.
yeah. You know, which might get you a job in the circus at a freak show, if they still have freak shows and circuses, which I doubt. But otherwise, it's probably not a very good thing to do. So if you're training the exercise, of course, you're going to do right hand, left hand, or left hand, right hand, whichever you prefer. The other thing I'll note, if you're training the exercise, start light and build up gradually, because it really is a difficult exercise. And do singles. Singles are best. Start light, gradually work up in weight. And, you know, eventually, if you practice long enough and you develop some good strength, you can handle pretty impressive weight. But I'm not sure if you're ever going to be able to handle 727.5 pounds.
No, I don't think I'd have the that's not something I would aspire to anyway, I don't think. But okay, so I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to kind of dissect this, because this is a world record for the one-handed deadlift. But is it also a world record for grip strength? And I want to talk about that when we come back, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we're talking with my co-host Brooks Kubik. This is Physical Culture Radio. Stay tuned. We shall return.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Kubik's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookskubik.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Kubik's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Kubik's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookskubik.com right now.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
I like to move it, move it.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. You want to win some tickets to the Arnold, you better email me the word, the secret word GRIP, G-R-I-P, to onair@superhumanradio.com. You and a lucky guest. Tickets to the expo, tickets to the after party, which is known as Party with the Pros, and the Sunday morning meet up with Arnold Schwarzenegger, the showcase. So, okay, Brooks. So this is a very, this is not just impressive. I mean, this is superhuman strength to do a one-handed deadlift like this. But is this really proof that he also had the strongest grip in the world?
Well, are you familiar with pinch gripping?
Pinch gripping. No, I don't think I know what that is.
Okay. So a pinch grip would be lifting a block weight or a heavy board or a thick barbell plate with the fingers on one side and the thumb on the other. So you're pinching whatever you're lifting between the thumb and the fingers.
Gotcha.
So it's really a test of thumb strength as much as everything. The thumb is the weakest link because you've got thumb on one side, four fingers on the other.
Right.
Gerner once lifted in that fashion two 33-pound barbell plates squeezed right next to each other. That's 2 3/8 inches wide. Obviously, the wider, the more difficult. 2 3/8 inches wide with extra plates attached, so the total is 111 pounds.
So they hung a chain from it and looped some other weights into it so that he could maintain, because obviously all the plates together he wouldn't have been able to grab.
Right. Okay. So, and that was one of the highest pinch grip lifts ever recorded. You know about thick handle barbells?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, Gerner had a challenge barbell that he used in his stage act. It was a thick handle barbell. It was 2 3/8 inches thick. Now, by comparison, you know, I think people have heard about the Appelin wheels.
Yes.
The railroad wheels. Mm-hmm. That Appelin, Louis Uni, the great French strongman, used in his strongman act.
Mm-hmm.
Those were just under 2 inches thick. Okay?
Okay.
Well, Gerner's challenge barbell that was 2 3/8 inches in diameter, so just under 2.5 inches thick.
Right.
Weighed 330.5 pounds. I'm sorry, 330 3/4 pounds. Gotta remember that extra quarter of a pound makes a difference.
Hey, you gotta earn it. You may as well mark it up, you know?
Gotta earn it. Yeah. Okay. He would casually clean and jerk that, lift it overhead as part of his stage act. Okay. So think of the finger and grip strength there. Now, here's another one. Someone once asked him, Mr. Gerner, what can you do in tearing a deck of cards? He said, I don't know. Never tried. They said, well, try this. Handed him a 110 brand new playing cards. He casually ripped them apart in 1 second.
Really?
All 110, just boom. Okay, show me what else you have. There is also, you know, grip dynameters.
Yeah, right.
Used to test grip strength.
Right.
Gurner was either the best or the second best at the dynameter using his right hand, which was his strongest hand. And the reason we say best or second best is it was either him or it was Avalon.
Oh, really?
One or the other. And the story is just absolutely hilarious. His biographer, Edgar Mueller, brought him a dynameter, the same kind that Avalon had used. And this was when Gurner was 59 years old. So it's near the end of his career. He died at 65, so it's actually, it's relatively near the end of his life. So his biographer gets hold of a special dynameter from France that Appelin had squeezed, and Appelin had made what was supposed to be an all-time world record on this. And when Gurner learned about this, he said, "Give it to me. I can break that. I can do better." And his biographer said, "Well, here," and hands him the dynameter, and Gurner takes it and goes, boom, busts the thing and beats Appelin's record by 20 or 30 pounds.
Wow.
And Appelin, many people think he may have been all around the strongest man who ever lived, and certainly may have had the strongest hands and grip and forearms of any man who ever lived. And here's Gurner beating, just destroying his all-time best gripping record at age 59. So was he, you know, did he in fact have the strongest grip of all time? It's hard to tell. I mean, we'll never know for sure. I mean, how can you know about these things? But he may very well have had the strongest grip of all time. And he did just feet after feet after feet. I think you've talked on the show about lifting a barbell by grabbing the barbell plates.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. Spreading your arms out, wings out, grabbing the plates and doing a deadlift from there. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You know, he casually did 165 pounds in a snatch.
And what?
A snatch.
Oh, my God. By holding the plates.
Not a deadlift. Snatching the bar overhead by holding on to the big plates at the end of the bar. That's a snatch. Florida overhead, boom.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and, you know, if you think about the pull of the bar when it's moving that fast, that's fairly impressive.
Yes.
Another one, I will read what his biographer says. I couldn't say it better than this. Just before the First World War, when working in the Krupp ammunition factory at Essen, Hermann lifted, in a whimsical moment, a shell, in other words, a shell for a big cannon,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
A shell weighing 784 pounds, which he carried and, as a practical joke, placed the huge projectile on the manager's desk, giving that good man the shock of his life. So
that had to be a strong-ass desk. Oh, man.
You know, so this is just casually, in a whimsical moment, as a practical joke, lifting up a 784-pound enormous cartridge and carrying it to put it on someone's desk.
That's amazing.
I mean, this man was just superhumanly freaky strong. He didn't know his own strength, and in fact, he often didn't go to 100% in his in his feats of strength and in competitions. He always kept something in reserve. Have you ever talked about using a wheelbarrow loaded with an incredibly heavy weight and pushing it for distance as a strength feat?
I've heard of it. I want to take a break, and we could talk about that when we come back. But also, do you know anything about Herman as a young man in his autobiography? Did you read anything about his beginnings, his father, his family life, anything like that?
Sure, we can talk about that.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. I want to know more about this guy. I mean, he may have been the strongest man in the world.
Ask me about the elephant.
Okay. If you tell me he lifted an elephant, I'm ending the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit Coach Rob Regis or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio with my co-host Brooks Kubik. Today we're talking about Hermann Gerner, and who possibly could have been the strongest man in the world, even by today's standards. So what was this wheelbarrow thing that he did?
Once for a wager. It was probably something, you know, the equivalent of a dollar or $5 or something. He took a wheelbarrow loaded with iron castings having a total weight of between 3,100 and 3,400 pounds. Okay, so that's well over 1.5 tons. Grabs the wheelbarrow and boom, off and running with it. Wins the wager. Now again, think of the total body strength and the grip strength.
Yeah.
You know, to lift and hold on to that, that wheelbarrow.
But, okay, just to play devil's advocate, something about that particular feat sounds a little far-fetched. And let me play devil's advocate, okay? Wheelbarrows generally aren't, unless you're in a foundry, maybe if you're in a foundry, but even then they're not designed to carry that kind of weight. The handles were generally made of wood. They would break. You know, hard rubber tire, not a problem there. You're not going to end up with a flat rubber tire because they didn't have tubes probably and work equipment like that. They probably had hard rubber tires. But something about that sounds a little questionable to me, because where would you find a wheelbarrow that could support, you know, 1.5 tons of weight in the first place? Never mind the guy to lift it and walk with it.
Well, the wheelbarrow lift that I've just described, or the wheelbarrow competition,
is
a favorite event of French-Canadian strongmen back in the day.
Now, that speaks to it. So they actually had a modified high-performance wheelbarrow specifically to have this kind of weight.
I'm assuming that's the case. I mean, you know, otherwise you're using something in a foundry, for example, that – you know, is 10 times stronger than it needs to be.
Right.
But there was something that people did, and I assume they made it to order to use for this kind of competition.
Sure, that makes sense.
And there were other strongmen in Canada, as I said, who really, you know, handled impressive weights. The elephant. He was in a circus in South Africa. He was, of course, the strongman in the circus.
Mm-hmm.
And he came up with the idea of wrestling with a young elephant, training the elephant to wrestle. And there's actually a photo. The two are standing, the elephant's on its hind legs and has its front legs on Gerner's shoulders, and they are wrestling.
Right. So,
obviously, the elephant was trained to
not hurt him.
You know, not hurt him, and
right,
weren't really wrestling.
But the elephant could not be trained to be lighter than he really was.
Well, not only that, but here's the problem. Started with a young elephant who weighed 700 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is elephants grow
quickly.
And by the end of the circus tour that year, the elephant weighed 1,500 pounds. But he kept on doing it.
Wow.
So another example of just freakish strength. Now, you asked about his early life and his family and so on. He was born near Leipzig in 1891, youngest of three children. And at birth, he was so small that they really didn't think he'd amount to anything physically, and they didn't know if he was even going to live. Somehow, though, he caught up, and by age three, he was a normal-sized child. And get this. His father was a very, very large man, almost a giant for those days. He was 6'3" in height, very, very thick-boned.
Mm-hmm.
His father would wear on his little finger a ring that when Hermann was a full-grown adult man, he could wear on his thumb.
Wow.
So think about that, because we've been talking the whole show about Hermann Gerner and his amazing grip strength, hand strength, thumb strength. He had huge hands.
Right.
Huge fingers. Huge thumbs. He's wearing on his thumb, as an adult strong man, a ring that his father wore on his little finger.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, I mean, can you imagine the father's hand strength?
And strength. Yeah. And strength in general. Yeah.
Wow. You're like, that's interesting. Now, here's the other part of the story, though. His mother was a tiny woman. She was barely 5 feet tall.
Oh, God. That was a match made in, I don't know where, in a comic book, I guess.
Well, it was actually a very common thing back then.
Yeah, because women, small women selected large men because they wanted their children to be larger, number one, but they also felt they needed protection.
I'm not sure exactly what it was, but there was something was going on where smaller women were attracted to massively large men and vice versa. Louis Cyr, for example, who was considered by many to be the strongest man in the world in the 1890s, early turn of the century, he had a very, very tiny petite wife, so tiny that he after his strongman act ended, he opened a tavern, as many of them did. His wife would come out, and he'd be behind the bar at the tavern. They had they lived in rooms behind the bar. And she'd come out dressed to go shopping, and she'd say, "Louis, I wish to go shopping now." And he would reach down very casually, sometimes while talking to people, lift her up with one hand all the way, she's sitting on his hand, all the way over the bar and down to the floor on the other side of the bar.
That's so funny.
He was that strong and she was that tiny. And Bob Hoffman, by the way, despaired of this. He absolutely believed that the fate of American weightlifting lay in matching big, strong,
men with big, strong, muscular women. Well, and that's what, and I mean, the Russians and the Germans got that message a long time ago.
Yeah, and they were apparently able to do something about it. But Hoffman wasn't, and he was just mortified when one of his heavyweight lifters would end up with a tiny petite woman, and he just couldn't believe it. But, you know, love conquers all.
Yeah.
So Gerner starts out as a very, very, very tiny baby, ends up being a normal-sized child, and then he starts growing. And at age 14, he was 5'6", which is not tall, but he weighed 185 pounds, which is pretty thick and massive, and it was muscle because, get this, this is age 14, he could swing a kettlebell all the way overhead easily. Kettlebell weighed 110 pounds.
Holy mackerel. So when he was 14.
Yeah. And if you Google him, the really interesting thing, he was very well proportioned. He did not have a big beer belly, as many strongmen of the era did. He was clean cut, good smooth lines. There are actually photos that show some good abdominal development, you know, washboard abs. And this is on a heavyweight lifter, just prodigiously strong, who, you know, he didn't hang around the gym doing hours and hours of ab work, and he didn't follow a special diet or anything like that. He came by it all naturally. Tremendously broad shoulders.
Yeah, I'm looking at him. I mean, really broad shoulders, especially for that era.
Yeah. I mean, he would have done very well in bodybuilding competition. Just an amazing physical specimen. And many people think, you know, in terms of all the great strongmen in history, I think most people would put him in the top 10. A lot of people would put him in the top 5 or the top 3. And if you factor in the era that he lived in, the time, that makes it all the more impressive. You know, 100 years ago, you know, it was not nearly as easy to train and build strength as it is today.
Yeah. I want to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about, do you know anything about his death and how he died?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to talk about that because that's really interesting to me. I was shocked when you said he died at 65. I would have thought that he would have lived longer. So let's talk about, maybe we can get into the end of his life, the end of his career.
Cool.
Because maybe that took a toll on him. Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer. Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Talking about strongman, great Herman Gerner. I actually found a picture of him later in life. I mean, he looks like he's probably at his oldest here. He's, it's obviously an ad for either beer or booze. He's got a bar across his shoulder, and on each bar, end of the bar, is a keg of beer hanging from it, and two men each sitting on the bar, standing with their feet on the kegs. And each of them is holding a bottle of what looks like beer in their hands. They're dressed up like waiters. They got bow ties, white shirts, black pants. They look just like waiters. And the ad says, Hermann Gerner, one of the world's strongest men of all time, shown holding a weight of more than 1,000 pounds on one shoulder. Carrying a weight in this manner is one of the best things that to develop the sides of your body ever known. So, I mean, he's bald here. He looks like this. If he died in 65, this looks like he was in his 60s here.
He was. I'm not sure of his exact age in that photo. He certainly was not a young man by any means.
But you see how? Could you notice how straight he's standing? It's not even like, you know, if you were to do something like that, you would really have to struggle to keep your body straight, and that struggle would be visible in a picture.
The remarkable thing about that photo, and people can Google Gerner, G-O-E-R-N-E-R. I think it's probably a work-safe search, although I can't guarantee it. But, you know, you can Google and find that photo, and you look at it, he's just looking right at the camera almost nonchalantly.
Yeah.
And back in those days, of course, you know, you might have to pose a long time for a camera, for a photo. You know, it wasn't the kind of stuff we do with our cell phones nowadays. So, you know, that's just an example, a very casual effort, you know, used to advertise some beer company's product. It was pretty interesting.
Alcohol has infiltrated sports since the beginning of time. I'm sure back in the Roman days, they had things that they put on the sides of the chariots for the local distillery. Mm-hmm. So how did he die?
Okay. Well, this was bizarre. In 1942, he had an operation for a problem he was having with varicose
veins. Right.
That's a tongue twister.
Yeah.
And something went wrong, and as a result of the surgery, he developed some kind
of infection. I knew it.
In his bloodstream. They never really were able to pin it down with what they, you know, the medical science they had available back then. Well, that's in 1942, and he dies 14 years later in 1956. As a combination of gallbladder problems and liver problems, and it all tied back to that operation. So, you know, it was a case of a strong man who was undone by an operation that didn't work well. The other thing that happened, his wife passed away, and that was not long before his death.
Yeah, that's common. He was probably devastated. A lot of people don't realize the connection they develop to their spouse over decades, because they just take it for granted that they're there, and then one of them dies, and the other person kind of loses the will to go on, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, and they've been together for a very, very long time. Got married, I guess, in their 20s, perhaps even earlier. I mean, there are photos of her participating in the circus act that he did in the 1920s. So, you know, they obviously go back a very long way. So that must have been quite a blow. And in his biography, which was written shortly before his death, they say that he lives alone in a tiny village not far from Hanover in Germany. And really, his home is nothing more than a small room in which he eats, sleeps, cooks, and philosophizes. It contains a bed, a table, two chairs, a cupboard, and a small stove for heating and cooking purposes. Of course, that was after World War II, and things were pretty tough in Germany then, pretty tough throughout much of Europe. And for an elderly man without a wife, in poor health, basically lost everything during the war, that must have been very difficult.
Yeah, terrible.
So, you know, I think that that certainly must have contributed to his passing away at a relatively young age.
But here we are all these years later still talking about him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in a way, Hermann Gerner lives forever and always will. And that, you know, that's true of so many great strongmen and so many great athletes. And, you know, I suppose, Carl, that's one reason why people get into, you know, strongman feats and strength and athletics. It's because you want, in some way, you want your name or your legacy to live on.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you see that in the ancient Greeks.
Yeah.
You know, the winners of the original Olympic Games in Greece, the warriors in the Iliad, the Odyssey. I mean, they wanted to live forever.
Yeah, that was immortality. Remember in the movie with Brad Pitt about Achilles?
Yeah.
Where his mother tells him, if you stay here and have children with that woman, you know, you'll have a nice life, you'll raise your children, and you'll die. But if you go to, was it Sparta that they went to that they fought that?
Troy,
I'm sorry, thank you. If you go to Troy, they will remember you for an eternity. And he went to Troy.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very.
They will know, she said they will know your name for eternity.
Okay. Well, it's true. Because, you know, we still know the name of Achilles to this day.
Right.
And we still know the name of Hermann Gerner. And, you know, we have a very detailed biography of him and all of his lifts and feats of strength. And you know, he was just an absolutely remarkable man.
So I think we could sum this up by saying that Hermann Gerner earns at least the two titles of the heaviest one-handed deadlift in history and still remains a world record today, all these years later.
Mm-hmm.
And a man who probably had the strongest grip in history as well. I mean, I think we could say fairly without stretching.
I think that you'll never know for sure. You cannot say definitively, but he's got to be considered in the top two or three for that title. And many people, I think, would say, yeah, he had the strongest hands of all time.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I go back, Carl. I sure would like to know what his father could have lifted.
Oh, man. Yeah, as a working man, it would be interesting to find some information about his father. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, all we know about the father, all that I know is what I've related to you. I don't know if we know anything else about the father.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you can learn more information like this. If this kind of information just titillates the mind for you, you love learning about the old-time strongmen, you love hearkening back to the days where physical culture began, you can learn about this stuff by going to Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com. Brooks' blogs, books, everything on that website will give you access to information that has long been forgotten by the muscle and fitness industry today. But we shouldn't forget these people because these are the people who paved the road. When we look at American history, we talk about people like George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, because these are the people who paved the road for this country. Well, those of you who love physical culture, you love lifting, you're attracted to it, you live for it,
and you live there for it. You have to go to brookscubic.com to really understand the beginnings of this journey that we're all just the baton holders, and we're going to pass the baton someday, and some of us will be remembered, and some of us will have just enjoyed the journey. BrooksCubic, K-U-B-I-K.com. Also, thanks to Dr. Jeff Gallini for the first half hour. All-American EFX, you can learn more about them at my website, superhumanradio.com. Also, thanks to Dr. Schnabel for talking about the real damaging effects of alcohol. And don't forget, on air at superhumanradio.com, the secret word is GRIP, in honor of Herman Gerner. If you email me the word GRIP, you will be in the running for 5 pair of tickets to the Arnold Expo, After Party with the Pros, and the Sunday Morning Showcase, where you'll actually be able to meet Arnold Schwarzenegger. 5 lucky people will get 2 tickets each. So there you go. And that's it for today's Super Human Radio. Thanks a lot, Brooks.
Hey, thank you, Carl. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. And we'll see everybody later. Thanks for listening.
Today's day.